Legislators today got their first hearing on the working relationship between ExxonMobil, the company with the largest gas reserves on the North Slope, and TransCanada, which has the state license to develop a line taking that gas to market. And this initial hearing indicates that a lot of discussion will take place before gas flows anywhere. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The biggest obstacle between a successful gas line and all the North Slope leaseholders has consistently been their insistence on what they call fiscal certainty, a stable tax system that won't change with the political climate in the state. And even with Exxon taking part in the gas line development alongside TransCanada, the obstacle is still in place. TransCanada's Vice President Tony Palmer told the House Resources and Energy Committees that for the time being, Exxon will have no voting ownership in the project, and TransCanada will always remain the majority owner of the line.
However, TransCanada subsidiaries as well as ExxonMobil subsidiaries are earning non-voting interest. In the event that all issues that ExxonMobil has with regards to the state are resolved and they're able to become a full participant, those non-voting interests will be converted into voting, and at that point they would become a full participant and basically a common shareholder of the AGIA licensee.
Legislators wanted to know more. What Exxon issues was Palmer referring to? It was more tax certainty. The AGIA legislation that passed in 2007 gives a 10-year tax freeze to those companies that apply to ship on the line the first time it is offered. But Exxon's Marty Massey is looking for more, and he says that's why he's working within the project.
When I say predictable and durable terms, I talk about everything that could be in AGIA, not in AGIA, that relates to understanding, is this project viable? Can we predict well enough what the taxes and the state take is going to be such that we can make a good decision about the viability of the project.
In negotiations with the previous Murkowski administration, the gas leaseholders, Exxon, ConocoPhillips, and BP, insisted that the state commit to a fixed tax for the next 35 years. Massey says Exxon is still willing to talk about that certainty, and the issue needs some work.
In relation to time, no, 10 years is not enough. Just clear that up. 35 that we agreed last time was enough. So the question is, what is that going to be now? It's an open dialogue as to where we go with that.
BP Senior Vice President in Alaska, Claire Fitzpatrick, gave a little more detail of what would give her a level of confidence within the tax structure.
Ideally, I would like is however long I make the commitment for, I'd like the tax stability to cover that period. So it will influence, and that is one of the risks that we take into account. If I have tax stability for 10 years and I wish to make a 25-year commitment, what is the risk that I'm accepting of what changes over those remaining 15 years?
Revenue Commissioner Pat Galvin supports the current AGIA 10-year tax guarantee and the state's current tax structure. He reminded the committee that TransCanada will continue to move forward with development plans, even if potential shippers refuse to respond to the first offer. He also told the committee to look for a difference between what the oil companies want and what the project needs. He says he's willing to listen to potential gas producers. However, he says the state will not negotiate against itself and will not propose a tax change simply to throw something on the table.
But we're willing to hear the producers out. If they have a proposal they want us to consider, we will look at it, analyze it, and determine whether or not we're going to receive value for that. And so I guess the ultimate answer to your question is we're waiting for the producers. We believe the ball is in their court. The state has put together a fiscal system and a durability package already. We don't need to negotiate ourselves. We'll wait to hear what the producers have to say about that.
Galvin says he does not anticipate opening the subject of taxes or certainty or make any other changes to the AGIA statutes during next year's session. The first open season when gas shippers will have to consider the gas line is planned for July of 2010. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.